It is time for a check on sports. That means it's time to bring in the number one ranked Yankee hater on the East Coast, number three overall in the United States, Mike Gozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good. Hey, I got the, you know how they have walk-up music and everything in Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Well, I got the theme that they're going to play at Yankee Stadium when the Yankees take the field. You ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
That's not bad. That's not
just
bad.
When you thought Ringling Brothers was dead, the Yankee Circus is back in town.
I thought you were going to play some like a dirge or something like that, a funeral dirge.
The circus.
The circus. Well, it's a three-ring circus.
People are running around the bases like it's the lion cage. The Yankees make errors every game. Last night, Baba Booey let one go by, threw his legs again, scored a couple runs, and then the pitcher in the eighth inning came in, Sheffield, and I don't know what kind of a pickoff move that was, but the ball was rolling up the first baseline, and the Tampa Bay Rays scored five runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Yankees came back in the top of the inning, and when the center fielder missed a shot by that Voit hit to center field, and on that shot, two runs scored, but Aaron Judge forgot how to run the bases, and Voit got stuck hitting a 420-foot single, and he died at third with the winning run. So, once again, the Yankees' lack of fundamentals cost them a game last night, and you can't give away ball games in the playoffs. And you can expect the Yankees to do that, and if that happens in the first one, season's over.
All right. How about the Brewers in Chicago? They're both in now. They clinched last night.
The National League, for as bad as it is, they're giving you some real good races. Both the Dodgers and the Cubs are fading. The Cubs were lucky to get a win last night against Pittsburgh. The Brewers won last night, clinched the spot. They're a half game behind the Cubs to win the division, so that's up for grabs. The Rockies are in first place now, winning six in a row. The Dodgers are in second. And the Cardinals are right behind the Dodgers for the second wild card game spot. So you got five teams jockeying around for three spots. So some of these teams are going to make it and some of them aren't. But the Cubs and the Brewers are in. The Rockies took the lead in the West. And the winner of the Central and the West won't be determined until they play through the weekend. So the National League has some very interesting races going along. And speaking of races, the race for the Cy Young Award is over. DeGrom threw another brilliant game last night, 8 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, and having played baseball for a while myself, you know when a pitcher's good when guys are striking out looking. And last night, DeGrom had these guys looking at pitches and striking out the entire game. Last night may have been his best performance of the year. And there's absolutely no way that he should be denied the Cy Young Award this year. His record is 10-9, but he's pitched 217 innings, has 269 strikeouts. The last strikeout of his game last night was the 1,000th in his career. His ERA is 1.7. I mean, he can't be denied it. To me, I've seen some good pitchers, and I got the numbers, but I don't think we have the time to go through it. But the three best seasons I've ever seen by a pitcher was Gibson in 68, Steve Carlton in 1972, and Ron Guidry in 78. And even though his record is 10-9, this season that he's had this year should be mentioned in the same breath as those three.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's as consistent as those three were.
He's the most consistent ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they go – baseball is a game of numbers, not analytic numbers, but numbers that you produce with. And for quality starts – and the least amount of earned runs given up consecutively, he beats everybody. Yeah. It's just an amazing season he's had this year. And it's a real crazy stat. If the Mets scored two runs in the games that he's pitched in this year, he would have had 23 wins.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Two runs.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the greatest seasons of all time. Yeah. And to pitch under the pressure that he was in, not the pressure of being a playoff contender, but the pressure of knowing if I give up a run, I'm probably going to lose. You can't understand what that pressure is like. And he's withheld it all year. And like I said, last night may have been the best game he's pitched all year. If they deny him the Cy Young, all those writers should go to the gulag.
All right. Speaking about the gulag, we have football tonight.
Yeah, we got NFL tonight.
So what is the?
It's an easy pick. We had a big clod in the box this morning, so I got my pick.
It's Minnesota and L.A.
The Rams.
Right? I'll take it. I think the kitty litter takes the Rams.
That's where the kitty litter landed. Yeah. Are you on the same kitty litter spot?
I agree with the kitty litter 100%. There's no doubt about it.
We should go to Monmouth Park and bet the Vikings then tonight.
That's right.
Hey, we'll talk about some crazy games yesterday.
Yeah.
Boston beat Baltimore 19-3, then they lost 10-3.
Well, you know, they're playing it loose and easy right now.
Ain't no such thing.
I know.
You can't do that. If you do that, you're going to get the boot real quick. It happens in every sport. You can't lower your expectations and then flip the switch. You got to keep it going. Even if you only put your starters out there for six innings, you got to keep your starters on top of their game.
All right. Well, with that being said, is there not much else to talk about, is there? Oh, yeah, there is. There is.
What?
The Ryder Cup is starting.
What the heck is that? Was that an equestrian thing?
That's where the United States goes up against the European teams.
Oh, it's another who cares thing, huh? Another who cares event.
What were you going to bring up?
You got the Jockey Club Gold Cup this weekend at Belmont. Not that strong of a field, in my opinion. It's a big race. It has an impact on the Breeders' Cup and whatnot, but it's not a real big race this year for me. I don't like what Belmont's done this year, too. They had the one, what they used to call Super Saturday at Belmont. It was a bunch of stakes races prepping for the Breeders' Cup. They split them. I don't like the idea that they made the big day in the spring on Belmont Day. I don't know why they don't do that in the fall, too. They try to stagger it now, and they're staggering it with different races where they have the Gold Cup and they have 2 2-year-old turf races. It's a good race, but it doesn't hold the same water as the bigger stakes that Belmont has. So a decent weekend this weekend at Belmont, and we got some races to pick, and we're 1 week away from Keeneland opening up, and Santa Anita opens up this weekend, too. So we'll have a couple of decent races to play from this weekend.
All right, and you know what DeGrom's ERA is, right?
1.7.
That's amazing.
1.7. That's amazing, right?
That really is.
Well, just think of Bob Gibson.
I know.
In 1968, when his was 1.12.
Yeah, I was going to say it was under 1.2. Yeah, it was.
And just to make the comparison, DeGrom, because of the beast baseball is now, he had one complete game and no shutouts, okay? In 68, Gibson had 34 starts, 28 complete games, 13 shutouts, 304 innings pitched. That averages out to 8.9 innings a start. You'll never see that again.
Now, did I ever tell you my little trivia fact about Bob Gibson?
No.
I know who his catcher was in college.
Where did he go to college? I forget where he went, but with a C, I think.
Yeah, but he went to college with a guy by the name of Dick Cummins, who was his catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick Cummins decided to go into business and became a millionaire.
Probably made more money than Gibson.
he certainly did, believe you me. He always talked about Gibson and what a fierce competitor he was, but what a nice guy he was. But
on the field of play,
fierce competitor. And even if you were on his team, you better not screw up. Fierce competitor.
Guys being lifted from a game. When McCarver used to go out and speak to him, and just on the way to the mound, Gibson say, "Turn around, go back." can you imagine one of these analytic managers coming out to pull Bob Gibson out today?
No.
They'd need the stretcher for the manager.
That's it.
And that's, I mean, those two guys I emulated my pitching from was Gibson and Jim Palmer. One was a finesse guy who threw hard, and the other guy was an assassin. And in baseball, that's the mindset you have to have as a pitcher. You're an assassin. And I don't mean that to kill people, folks, but that's the mindset you have to have. Anybody with a bat in their hand is not your friend.